time. The doors are still wide open at Rosie on the House. Come on in and join the conversation. If you're a reader of the Arizona Republic, you know our article in today's paper talks about apps for your phone that may be tricks that are actually can make home improvement easier. I was walking the.
You had a total geek out.
I did.
Session, yes. Or was that?
I did.
Was that Thursday or Friday?
It was Friday. It was Friday. I was walking the floor of the International Builders Show in Las Vegas a couple months ago, and I walked into the PPG Paint booth, you know, and just to talk to the guys. And he says, "Hey, let me show you this app." And I says, "Nah, let's talk paint. I don't want to see an app." No, he says, "No, you got to see this app. You got to see this app." And so, just to be polite, I let him show me the app, and I thought, "Oh, that is pretty cool." He says, "Yeah, but look at this one, and you can take a picture of anything that you like, and it'll match it up to the color that's in their fan deck. So you can take a picture of a red wall, and it'll tell you in our fan deck this is, you know, Sienna Red." The next,
what's the name of it?
It's a Valspar Pick-a-Paint. Free download.
I'm working on it.
Then they've got another one called Exterior, Valspar Exterior. You actually take 8 pictures of your house, and it downloads, and they send you back a rendering of your house in complete detail, and you can pick the fascia and say, "I want to see what this house looks like with fascia in a different color."
Mm.
And then if you pick that color, it'll tell you how many gallons you need to paint the fascia that color.
Because the darker colors, you do need more product.
Well, and they count that. That's all built in. You can hit exterior stucco wall, and it calculates how much stucco is on the outside of your wall of your house. And you change colors till you find the color you like to match the fascia. And it'll then tell you, okay, here's the color. Here's how many gallons you'll need.
And so what's that one?
That's Valspar Exterior.
Okay. So Valspar is under the PPG umbrella.
Right.
They have a really cool paint. This isn't as interesting as this app's going to be, because an exterior paint job is in the next 18-month future of our home. But Valspar, when I did the ceiling white, has a product that goes on pink. So you can see if you're going over white again, it can be hard to know where your start and stop lines are. It goes on pink and dries white, so you can keep track of where you're at.
Where your roller has been.
So that's pretty genius.
There's another one called Room Scan, where you actually hold your phone up on the wall of each wall in the room, and when you hit process, it will give you a blueprint drawing of that room with measurements.
That's creepy, actually.
Then you can take a picture. Then you can take a picture of the wall and change the color of the wall, or you can add wainscoting and a chair rail and crown molding.
Can you turn your location services off? The whole world knows what your interior looks like now.
Yeah, that would be scary. There's another one called Magic Measure that measures anything. It's like having a tape measure in your pocket all the time.
Oh, I like that. Magic
so
Measure.
Those are just a few of the download apps we talk about in today's article about just fun things. It's incredible. I do not consider myself, nor does anybody that knows me, consider me a techie guy. I'm a DeWalt 25-foot tape measure guy. I'm a 32-ounce framing hammer. You know, that's more my league.
Your big geek out was when they made the numbers on the tape measure grandpa size, so you can read them.
Oh, man, when they finally made the numbers big enough, I didn't have to wear my readers. Oh, that was awesome. That was DeWalt's invention, and boy, that's a keeper right there. So we're here at Rosie on the House. We've already got a few people on hold, want to talk about projects they've got going on around their house. If you've got a project you're trying to get done and you want to visit with us and get some tricks of the trade or some tips, maybe some brand name recommendations of something to use, give us a ring. It's a toll-free number wherever you are in Arizona. It's 1-888-767-4348. And with the weather coming up warm here early on us, I thought we better get our air conditioning experts in studio and talk to all of you homeowners about what this air conditioning season may hold for you. So I've got Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design down in Tucson. Andrew, thanks for taking the drive up and being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Jeff Carmichael from Rias. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So, air conditioning. If you had to explain air conditioning in as simple a way as possible, Jeff, how would you explain what an air conditioner does?
Air conditioning is removing heat and moisture from your home and providing you cool, dry air. That's about as simple as it gets.
And we were talking in our 7 o'clock hour, we were talking about historical buildings throughout Arizona and the fact that, you know, we got here in 65, and that was really just a few years after the air conditioning equipment became residential. It was in the late 50s that it was invented, and it was the early 60s we started putting it on houses. Prior to that, it was evap cooling. So it was air conditioning that really allowed Phoenix to go from 250,000 people back in the late 50s, early 60s to, 3.5 million today. Air conditioning. You want to take a crack at it? Andrew, how would you explain air conditioning?
You have heat coming in through your windows and insulation into your home. And that's energy, and we're taking that energy and absorbing it into refrigeration lines that then the refrigerant goes outside and exhausts the heat back to the outside.
We're moving heat from one place to another, and then in the winter we just put it through a reversing valve and back it up and bring it all back inside.
That's a heat pump.
I've never been able to understand a heat pump when they say it's grabbing all the heat it can from outside, and outside can be like a 30-degree morning, maybe with a little dew or drizzle going on. There is no heat out there.
Yeah, when it gets below 32, it has a really hard time pulling any heat from the outside, and typically you'll have an emergency heat strip, like a giant toaster, in there, and it'll kick on, and you see your electric meter start spinning.
It's spinning really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was asking me just yesterday, they have a PV solar system, and they're saying, look, my air conditioning unit is a split system. I've got gas heat and a electric air conditioner. With the solar panel, shouldn't I just convert all completely to electric? And I said, well, there's an argument for that. But, there's also an argument for keeping the gas heat. If you're used to gas heat, it's hard to get used to heat pump heat.
That's right. It doesn't come out as hot. It doesn't resonate as long. And typically, gas is less expensive than electricity. But what some people are doing is called a dual fuel, where you get a heat pump condenser so the compressor can reverse, but you still have your gas furnace for when it gets below 32. So instead of the heat strip kicking on, you have your gas there.
Yeah. Well, in the world of air conditioning, the problem and the question I'm confronted with more often than not is the hot and the cold spots in the house. And the first thing people want to start doing is they want to start throwing insulation at the problem. And many times that isn't the right place to start. I mean, when y'all are doing whole house energy audits at Rias, Jeff, what are y'all looking for when a homeowner starts complaining hot and cold spots?
We're looking at the duct system, and I explain hot and cold spots as in it's not your air conditioning's fault and it's not your insulation's fault. It's an airflow issue, and that's hard, I think, for a lot of people to understand. Rightfully so, we think of our insulation and our AC as providing us cold air and keeping the house cool. But you got to look at how much air is actually getting into that room and how much heat and moisture is being removed from that room through that central return duct where you replace your filters once a month, as you should. but we look into the sizing of the duct system, how it was designed and routed. There's bends and kinks that could easily cause a bedroom to get hot. And then the size of that duct line itself to that room needs to be properly designed and laid out. So
hot and cold spots in Tucson.
Yeah, one of the big issues is that a lot of the older homes have the sheet metal ducting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a hard turn, a right angle turn in that ducting, that turn is the equivalent back pressure as 100 feet of linear ducting. So you end up with back pressure and the air just going out wherever it feels like. We need to be able to tell the air where to go with proper registers that can do balancing. But if the ductwork leaks and you pressurize that ducting, you just blow the air into the attic. So it needs to be sealed ducting system with balancing dampers. And if you have a variable speed blower, that helps because it can overcome more back pressure.
hot and cold spots. We deal with it all the time. And a lot of times people in front of a window, maybe a south or a west facing window, it's actually intolerable to even try and sit there and read the afternoon paper or, you know, watch TV or whatnot. First thing, as I tell people, look, on the south and the west facing glass, make sure you've got a sunscreen at the very least. Get the sun off the direct glass. And let's start there. Then we start looking in, and y'all are doing a lot of pressure mapping through houses, right?
Yeah, that's right. Looking at how pressures in the home work, air pressures, being that heat's attracted to a high pressure. So when we close bedroom doors, that creates that high pressure. And then internally, we get hot, cold spots from that as well.
Yeah, and one of the other questions we're asked all the time is, look, I don't use that back bedroom anymore. The kids are gone now. I can just close that vent now, right?
Yeah. In theory, you might want to, or it makes sense to close a vent. But really, it's like a garden hose is what I tell a lot of people. You rush water through a garden hose. You plug a bunch of holes in it. And all you do is if you start sealing up those holes that you just made in your garden hose, you're just creating a pressure, and you got to be careful with the pressures that could cause and affect harm to your central air conditioning system.
Well, and then the other thing we're asked about almost more than anything is the concept of super cooling. And I'd like to come back and talk about that because it only actually works really, really well in a limited area of Maricopa County. TEP, Tucson Electric, doesn't really have the rate structure where you can really take advantage of it. You can, but then they've got that rate that's like peak in the morning and then peak in the afternoon in the winter, and it's like you got to keep track of two different peak periods. To me, it's a very confusing consumption rate for the homeowner, but I'll have you explain it to me after this break.
Okay.
But that whole concept of super cooling and how can I actually drop the thermostat at my house, time it just correctly so my power bill can actually go down as much as 30 or 40 or 50%. So we're going to talk about super cooling. We're going to talk about spring maintenance. We're going to talk about when do you repair, when do you replace. I want to talk more about hot and cold spots. I want to talk about something both you guys do, whole house energy audits, and when somebody ought to consider getting those done. And then I want to talk about these bargain spring tune-ups and what a homeowner needs to be aware of when they're taking advantage of one of those. All of that and more with our air conditioning experts and your questions and your calls at 1-888-767-4348.